Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
DD Mega Doo Doo.
Now, we did not ask Todd off the air.
Oh, we didn't.
No. Sometimes we would do, but sometimes we just figure, what the hell?
Or forget,
or don't care, because you can tell us anyway.
Well, yeah.
But I remember.
I actually care, even though he was going to tell us anyway.
No, I did too. I'm sure it's radio interesting. He wouldn't tell us. If it was something really bad, he would tell us off the air.
Right.
And not on the air.
Right. It was a son that gave me a call.
The one that moved to Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it turns out, I guess he told me months ago he had planned on this, but I've heard so many dates come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to go to Mexico in July.
You said 3 days he's moving to Mexico.
Yeah, and in September. And now it's finally happened.
Yeah.
And I guess he mentioned to me months ago that if he does that, he's going to come to Omaha a few days beforehand so he can see some friends. So I get a call last night, and it's him. You want to go out to dinner?
Oh, he's in town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, provided you're in town, and yes, he was.
So he surprised you?
He kind of did.
Did he show up at your recess and pull off a hat like the servicemen do?
No, he just gave me a phone call.
He surprised you by telling you and then letting you forget.
Yeah, months ago.
Well, that's hardly fair because the dates have been going back and forth, hither and yon.
No, don't defend Todd.
No, Todd just said it was December, September, July.
Oh, yeah.
You said 3 days ago, so you should have expected him now. Yesterday you said he's moving to Mexico in 3 days.
I didn't expect to see him.
But you said he's going to come to Omaha before he moves to Mexico.
That was the forgetful part.
That
maybe.
Was it, right.
Yeah, or maybe he... Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what people are actually going to do.
You don't know.
Especially in this situation, because I've heard, you know, departure dates have come and gone, and things just haven't happened. And I really didn't think
he's driving.
The 19th.
Is he driving to Mexico?
He is not driving. And I got into this discussion with somebody in the hallway.
I'm worried about him.
It's not safe to drive in northern Mexico.
You said that.
So... You don't think, since it's not safe to drive in northern Mexico, there should be a border security?
Oh, who talks to you in the hallway?
I can guess.
I know, because I saw it.
Don't talk to me in the hallway about that if you're listening to us.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with that.
The cartel doesn't cross the border and mess with people. But if you're in their country...
No, they need the border.
Yeah. They like the border.
They need the border crossing.
Yeah, because they
the
can...
The wall's stupid. We all know the wall's
that's
stupid.
That's where all the stuff happen. Comes through.
Well, and then
anybody that have a brain knows a wall.
They
could
just talk to the local federales and say, "Listen, we just killed 16 people, but you didn't see anything. Or we're going to kill you." And they'll say, "Yes, sir." You know, they got no control over law enforcement agencies in the U.S., but they do over the federales. So they commit most of their crimes in Mexico.
Stop,
they do.
Stop with facts.
Yeah.
Stop with facts.
So, you know, that's not a concern. But no,
they're not concerned with facts. Just stop arguing with facts.
He got his car sold. He's tying up all his loose ends. And it was sad for me, but I'm happy for him.
Well, he lives away anyway. We've talked about this before. He does live away anyway. When people live a plane ride away, they're a plane ride away no matter where it is. I understand it's a different country, and I'm slightly worried.
Yeah, because
absolutely.
But I'm obviously you're his dad. It's your guys' business, not ours. But you know, Uncle Mike and Uncle Craig, I'm totally worried he's moving.
Absolutely.
There. I don't understand why he's moving there, but yeah.
Yeah, but
he can do what he wants. Yeah,
exactly.
And he's young. Supportive.
Hey, do what you want when you're young, and I'm all about moving out of your hometown if you ever get a shot.
Not living in his hometown.
Yeah, because it gives you perspective on a lot of different things you don't have if you stay in your hometown.
He's moving from Denver.
No, I know, to Mexico, and it's a little different. It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
You still got a place to crash in Denver, Todd. You know other people.
Yeah,
I do.
Too, yeah.
You know, I used to like being able to see him, too. Yeah.
Well, and the way I look at it, Todd, is three out of your four kids have scattered to the wind.
And the only reason the other one didn't, because she met a guy from here.
Right. But that just means you certainly raised them in your image.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get out. Go someplace.
Yeah.
See the world.
Yeah.
Do your thing. You know?
Christy's brother used to live in Mexico. And then when things got a little hairy, because they were in Monterey.
Yeah.
They got out. They got out, and we talked to him last night.
Do you think this is permanent?
Maybe.
Well, no, nothing's ever. You don't know what's permanent.
No, 3 to 5 years, maybe. You
know? Nothing permanent, but yeah, they might be down there for a few years.
Okay.
But he said,
he's got cool weather.
The city where Zane's moving is where people go to work.
Okay. All right.
And he showed me his apartment.
What city is it?
It's Puebla. It's like straight east of Mexico City.
Got it.
It's between Cancun and Mexico City.
And, how many gringos are there?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Not a lot, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think the gringo.
He's pretty white.
The gringo population is not applicable.
He's pretty white.
It's in the 70s this time of year there. So he's
and,
fine.
But, you know, there are a lot of people that want to move out of the country anyway for a certain reason. I can't think of that reason right now, so good for him. He got out of the country.
I have an email here from...
Come back in a year.
Federico has family in Puebla.
All right,
that's
cool.
That's the city he's moving to, and he said it's very much like Chicago. The crime stats, population, similar numbers.
Oh, it's a big town.
Yeah.
That's a big city there. Chicago's huge.
Right. Christie's brother said that's where people go to work. It's not a big tourist town.
All right.
And he showed me his apartment for $400 a month. It's like a gated community.
Well, you can get a casita. You can get places like with on the beach in certain places in Mexico for nothing. I watch those shows. So $400 a month?
Yeah.
For a that's an asshole in this city.
Yeah. Two-bedroom apartment, and it's nice.
Sorry if you live in one of those. I used to live in those kind of apartments.
And for $400 in Denver, you get like a cardboard box.
Yeah, well, that's a big difference, too.
Yeah, because Denver is a really expensive place to live
it's
right now.
It's a used cardboard box, too.
Oh, yeah. One that's been blowing around for a while.
Yeah.
Been lived in a few times. So, no, it was...
I'm more worried about you flying to Mexico City and roaming around finding him than him. I think... Yeah, because I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, but, you know, by that time, I think he'll give me the safety tips.
All right.
A lot of white guys go down to Mexico City for business and come back okay.
You don't look like a business guy, though. But, you look like a guy. You look like a Johnny Depp dealing in blow.
Oh, yeah. I fully expect to get patted down coming home.
Yeah. We don't look like business guys.
But I am going to have to go down there.
Well, you gotta just make check up on him, right?
Check it
out. She's moving in with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You got something to sleep with if you're down there.
Yeah, and she's got family there. I think she grew up there. Or nearby.
She couldn't get up here, huh?
No.
Why don't you just walk across the border?
Everybody else is.
Yeah, it's a crisis down there. Although it's down. down to the most ever down. But there's a pesky facts, and I can't keep bringing them up on the radio. Stop me, Craig. Reach over and slap me when I talk about facts all the time.
I'm going to start hitting the dump button.
You should. And you know where it's at.
Yeah, they're not all that generous when it comes to handing out visitor visas because they're afraid you're not going to come back.
Yeah, that's why. That's how most people stay here.
Yep.
Not the wall. They fly here and stay. And most people who outstay their visas are Canadian.
Is that true?
Yes. I heard that stat. Most people that outstay their visas are Canadian.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Right, because they're contributing to the hockey economy.
Well. Go back to Canada.
Canada. Once again, let's get off the, it's my fault.
So I would play Who's Older, but it would be with Betty White, and Betty White would be the answer.
Yes, okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Generally.
Nobody beats Betty White.
Not very many people.
How old is Betty White?
Damn, a few people.
Betty White is 97 today.
Also, she's going to pass Carol Channing in about 11 months, because Carol Channing was almost 8 months, right?
Almost
98, right?
Yeah, Carol Channing was 97.
But she'll be at 98 soon, right?
Yeah, here in a few days.
Yeah, it's born on this date, however dead now, coming up shortly for Carol Channing.
Right.
Has anybody done the Facebook 10-year challenge in their 80s, like 80 to 90? Because that Facebook challenge is stupid. Especially when
I don't care which one you're talking about. The answer is yes.
Especially when people are like 25 to 35. A lot of times you look a lot alike.
Well, yeah,
you do.
Oh, how about 25 and 15? Oh, you've changed in 10 years.
My favorite ones are the joke ones. Yeah, there's a Paul Walker one.
Oh,
shows them all healthy and shows a burnt, crisp body. It's a real harsh.
That is harsh.
And I was watching Into the Blue last night. It's a cool movie.
That is a good movie.
Yeah, I finally watched the end of that. For all the times I've stopped the next, it's just a beautiful scenery. Scott Conn is cool
scenery
in it.
Scenery and bikinis. What more do you need?
Right. And Jessica Alba's in it. I finally saw the end.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. So yeah,
the good guys win.
That one was one. And the Jenner one's obviously the big one. He's a man 10 years ago. Now he's a woman.
Some people think that Facebook is somehow winning off of this.
They think that people are going to know what you're
mining data from photos to improve their facial recognition.
Yeah, that's
algorithms.
Everybody's paranoid now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I always figure Facebook is up to something. Somebody just did
the 10-year challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody
just
sent that out,
that.
And everybody jumped on it. Right. And, by the way, I saw some that was fine. I get it, but you know. We just don't like to play.
No.
We don't play in the sandbox.
We don't participate.
We're such pricks.
No, it's not. We're such pricks.
We just don't play.
Yeah. Those who follow us are such pricks.
Yeah, let's blame them.
Yeah. There wouldn't be a kind word on there.
Oh, that too.
If we did that.
Oh, no. Yeah,
legitimately.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have no desire to do that legitimately.
I wouldn't do it any. Right. Oh, that's a good point.
And yeah, I look older than I did 10 years ago.
So does everybody, but you're on the radio, Todd. And then that's why you get hammered.
And you're
on the radio.
You only do that if you got skinnier over the last 10 years.
I've seen people that I've seen people that look, just have no shame, because they don't care, because they're not in the public eye. So they just put the pictures up. 10 years ago, they had a full head of hair, and now they're bald and fat. I've seen it.
Wow,
on Facebook, I've seen because they don't care because they're just
props to
people.
Those people.
Well, because they're walking around in life that people don't are dicks to them.
Yeah, but even regular people don't want to be reminded that hey, in the last 10 years, I really let myself go.
Yeah, you're right. They
you
don't.
Know?
Yeah, but I've seen those.
I like a guy who has no shame like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. Good for them.
I want to see somebody who's just turned to alcohol, meth, and cocaine.
You do that one. There's one out there, too. It shows everybody's 10-year challenge right now, and they show this little pretty blonde, and they show this skank, scabby chick right after that. It's everybody's right now.
So I've been reading this. I finally got done with the piece in Sports Illustrated. It's about Todd Marinovich.
Right.
Yeah, and his dad is in a bad way. Todd Marinovich was a robo quarterback in the mid-'80s.
Grew up with no fast food. His dad was just a hardcore dad. Yeah. And he was and he had the talent, too.
His entire existence
was, to be
was made to put him in the pros as a quarterback.
And he was a great quarterback at USC, and he left early, and he did sign with the Raiders, I believe, originally.
Yep.
And then he didn't pan out, you know. And then he was on a beach, roller skating, getting high, got busted a few times. You know, he was just living the life of a beach bum after a while because he was tired of his dad yelling at him.
Well, he's still, to this day, in and out of rehab.
Okay.
And friends with the daughter of his coach at USC.
Got it.
Who was also in and out of rehab.
In and out.
Common interest.
He,
10-year challenge with that guy?
Once in a while, would have some chips and candy behind Marv's back.
Oh, he did.
As a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And this article just goes on to point out that, no, they weren't. Everybody perceived that, they're a team. You know, he wants this and dad wants this. And, no, that really wasn't the case.
Now you got to be careful when it comes to sports.
Oh, yeah. Right? It was more dad than anything else.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what you kind of figured.
Oh, I totally thought
it was that. We read about this kid at the time.
When the kid wasn't allowed to eat cheeseburgers as a kid, I mean, even back – and that was back then. Everybody ate cheeseburgers.
Right.
Yeah. That's what we know.
That's when you should eat them.
That's
right.
Why
you can handle them.
That's why you win the national championship. So the president rewards you with cheeseburgers.
Oh, well,
that's right. Pizza and fries.
Trash.
Well, luckily his story is the exception, not the rule. Nobody ever does that anymore.
Yeah. exactly.
But it's a really interesting piece, and I could see why they haven't made they might have done something on ESPN for it, but it's not ready for 30 for 30 yet because there's really no conclusion.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they need a he's dead now or he's an inspirational motivating speaker now.
Right,
or he's
right.
been on the right track for quite some time.
Yeah, they need a Ryan Leaf ending.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah, because at this point, like I said, he's still bouncing in and out of rehab. Alcohol, meth, coke. You name
Trey, it. Three things right there.
Oh, and the marijuana.
If you're doing all those, you're masturbating usually outside somebody's window, though, too.
He's doing the marijuana, too.
Well, that's the key. Who else had Carol Channing?
Some of the 383 Deadpool players that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing include, but are not limited to, Cash Bowles, Celestial Dropping, Celestial Move, Chandler's Mushroom Stamp gets a hit.
I want to know what that is. Hmm. If you're Chandler's Mushroom Stamp,
I assume I assume it has something to do with
I got it. Mushroom Bruce thing.
Toadstool.
Yeah.
Thing.
I thought maybe it was like Chandler.
I assume it was like a Friends reference. Right.
Yeah, it may be.
It might be.
That one where where Chandler and Joey were tripping balls.
Yeah. No, that kind of mushroom.
I know.
Chandler whips out his dink and puts a mushroom on somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen that episode.
Yeah, the bruise is usually.
It's Monica. It's great. Right. It's a great episode.
It's applied to the cheek.
Right.
Chewbacca Dingleberries gets a hit, as does Chilean Gummy Bear.
Yeah. Chilean.
Christy's Goose Poop Slip Trip gets a hit.
Hey, Christy, how you doing?
No, that's my wife.
I know, it's not her.
I think it's Chris.
Did she slip on goose poop?
Yeah, she did. I told that story just once, I think.
Oh.
Oh.
I was going to say, I don't remember it.
Sorry.
It was up in Alaska.
Oh, our listeners are great. Yeah.
So is this one that we need to eliminate?
Oh, no.
Okay. So that name's fine.
It was fine. You know,
on the air.
Yeah, it was kind of harrowing, but I laughed while I saw it happen.
Okay.
Because she slipped and just went down this dock.
I remember that.
Yeah. Into a lake that was just nothing but quicksand.
What's the name again?
But other than that, it was funny.
Okay. So I had forgotten the story. Christy's Goose Poop Slip Trip.
Well, good on that guy for latching onto it off of just one telling of that story.
Yeah. A lot of times they do that.
That's impressive.
She'll be proud. I'm proud he paid attention.
Yeah. Chubby Tubby Boom Boom gets a hit. Cleavage to Beaver gets a hit.
That's good.
That's kind of harsh, too, if you think about it. I'm thinking that kind of.
Not sure what that means. See Marcus 88. Cool Chicks listen to TNT gets a hit.
Of course they do.
As does Cool Whip Bandit. Cool Whip Caper.
Cool Whip.
There are no. I'm not going to use that one. That's too harsh. And Cracky the Muppet gets a hit.
Little known Muppet.
Yeah.
You have a crackhead Muppet now?
Yeah. And then we'll do Craig's biological mom gets a hit.
She's dead now.
She can't play.
Craig's, I'm not sure if I can read that one, has to do with cheese. Craig's redhead nurse gets a hit.
Hey.
And Craig's throat cackles.
All right.
All getting hits in the Deadpool for Carol Channing.
Yeah.
New York is set to become the 15th state to ban gay conversion therapy for minors. That includes attempting to change someone's sexual orientation, a practice that health officials say can cause serious psychological harm to young people.
Yeah, it screws them up and it doesn't work.
The state legislature voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to ban the practice. The governor is expected to sign the bill into law maybe this week.
There was a famous guy out west that had one of those therapies and came out and said, I was wrong, it doesn't work, and I'm gay. I just stuck
that
to the tape. But good for him.
Was there something about that in Rolling Stone? Seems to me I read something recently.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We saw it on...
And that piece of crap Pence's wife is teaching at an anti-LGBT school. Whatever. She's a piece of crap.
I saw it on TV, and I thought they gave way too much time to
that was stupid.
Bots.
Yeah, they did. That was stupid.
It might have been a CBS.
It was CBS Sunday Morning. Yeah.
Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to give them equal time and be fair.
You don't do that.
No.
These guys people are horrible.
Taking advantage of people and they're weasels, and it's been proven time and again.
Yep.
No, it doesn't work.
Mm. They're homophobes and they're religious crackpots, all of them.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Like Pence's wife is
just
now.
Just earlier this week,
was.
You know, talking about the, you know, confusing equal time with responsible reporting.
Right.
They're not the same.
Chuck Todd's getting hammered for that sometimes. He'll try to do equal time. It's not responsible reporting.
Yeah.
And I like Chuck Todd, but they call him out on it. Say, no, Chuck, that's not whataboutism here is what that is.
If the other side is full of crap, just say the other side is full of crap and move
on. It's happening more and more, I think, because people are demanding it more and more. But we'll find, you know, whatever. Once again, facts. What do you say, Craig? Facts what?
Facts, schmacks.
There you go. Facts, schmacks. quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.